The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
High-risk humanitarians Victor and Eileen Martz lead missions to perilous zones around the world to rescue the weak and traumatized.
This time last year, we led a team to rescue a young girl who was kidnapped as a teenager, held captive for 9 years by ISIS. Her family thought she was dead. She was used as a sex slave and had 2 children in captivity.
The Dangerous Gentleman, next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. Victor and Eileen Martz are with us, and they have been in the most dangerous places on earth. They have a service dog, and if you ask Reagan to do something, will he do it?
Yes, sir.
Show us.
Reagan, Plutz. Wait.
Now, when he came in, he did that. And I really did. I nearly started crying. And you say, why would you do that? Because what I saw, I said, God, I want to respond to you like that, with such honor and such respect, that I just immediately respond and do what you want me to do. Well, Victor, let me just ask you and Eileen, do you think that's a good reference I made to us being like that with our Heavenly Father?
I think even more than you know, because Reagan, one of our battling canine dogs, you know, they live to please, serve, and lay down their life for us. And we've been in places where they showed absolute courage, absolute obedience, and their highest form of dedication and obedience and love would be to protect us. And these are one of the few dogs that actually faced ISIS in Iraq and Syria. But then kids or women that we rescued or ministered to, they would, she'd let them hug them. So, yeah, it's a beautiful parallel. Always watching. Whenever we're in a room, I can walk out, leave, they're always watching. And that's why we can give them commands just by a look or a slight whisper.
Well, I want you to know I love you because we've known you for a while and what you do to save lives and even what you're doing right now. I want you just to talk about what you wrote about here, but about your journey. And I want our viewers to know that I would like for you not only really begin praying for them continuously, but support what they're doing.
We've been in ministry a little over 2 decades now. The whole deal of us following God wasn't for the sake of trying to build a big ministry, but be effective in whatever He called us to do. And a lot of times it was unpopular, whether we're visiting kids who are incarcerated here in the U.S., young people, or girls, any boys who were trafficked. But then when He called us into the high-risk work, that's when actually some churches started stepping back from us. And that was odd because we said we're going into places where most won't go in order to be a light under threat. And I'll never forget Dr. James Dobson, who I worked for many years ago. He was my boss who became a mentor and now is a friend. But, you know, we just said, Lord, whatever you want us to do, we'll do. And that's what led us. And I think we got most known for reaching women and children who had been affected by ISIS. This time last year, we led a team to rescue a young girl who was kidnapped as a teenager and held captive for 9 years by ISIS. Her family thought she was dead. She was used as a sex slave and had 2 children in captivity. When we found her and planned the mission, we planned it for about 6 months. And then Eileen was the point person for the mission. She was the first point of contact with this young woman.
Well, as a female, because this woman was held in captivity for 9 years, we had to have a woman to be first contact. And that was incredible. Like he said, 6 months planning, 5 countries involved. Her family had thought that she was gone.
Yeah. Mm.
And can you imagine? So the ISIS commanders who captured her both had been killed. Now she has 2 boys who in that next realm and next phase for them, they would be recruited as ISIS fighters.
Yeah.
So God did an enormous, enormous job for this Muslim, for this young woman. He called us Christians to go out there and rescue her.
You know, something interesting is the night we prepared for the operation, I asked Eileen, I said, hey, can I just film you? Like, can I just get some video footage of you getting ready?
Yeah.
She's like, that's kind of weird. I said, I know, but I mean, we're not going to do this forever. We're raising up other people.
That's right.
And I videoed her putting a weapon in, 2 mags, a blade, body armor, a nice jacket. She grabbed her backpack and put a tomahawk in it and a grenade in her pocket. Yeah. And what we do is we prepare to protect people or ourselves from the manifestation of evil.
Yeah.
We don't like violence. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, when evil manifests, sometimes it's just a reality. It's been that way since the Old Testament to the New.
Right.
I wrote the book, The Dangerous Gentleman, but in one chapter, mm-hmm. I focus on the dangerous woman because I live with one. And when we say dangerous, let's just start with the title, because the left side of the political realm, mm-hmm. you know, they hate it. They're like, dangerous, because they believe all men are toxic masculine, if you know, have a backbone. And I said, well, we're dangerous for the right reasons, because what do you do if someone tries to hurt a woman or a child, or like what happened to our country? You know, so there's different lanes mm-hmm. that men should run in, and some are more in the media side, some are the physical warriors, some are legal, political, ministry. But the key thing is to be dangerous against the kingdom of darkness. Make the devil concerned that you're waking up every morning and living an uncompromised life.
Yes, and to be dangerous in a culture that is anti-God and anti-Jesus without fear, because we know we're on the winning side. We know that there's darkness. We know that we have light, and people need light. So yeah, it's not popular. It's not always popular to stand up for what's right. And hopefully we're seeing a shift in our culture, right? Yeah, hopefully we have the right people in leadership, and they're going to help facilitate that.
Well, you know, we're seeing some miracles happen in our country right now. Would you agree?
100%.
We're seeing things happen in people's lives you would have never expected to see those kind of things happen.
Right.
I think our national leader right now is a totally different person than what he was 8 years ago, six, 7 years ago. And I believe that's the power of prayer. And I spent a lot of time with the leaders, all these leaders you see, they're holding positions right now. I spent time getting people to pray for them, pray with them, bringing pastor leaders together across denominational lines and divides to come together to pray for God's will to be done on his earth, his way. Make a kingdom impact. And I believe we're seeing God's kingdom impact being made right now. Would you agree?
Mm. Yes. And it is the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. We have a number of friends and colleagues that are being appointed to positions, really good positions in our government.
Yeah.
And it's probably more personal for us because we're like, that's our friend. Mm-hmm. Or I've prayed with him or mentored this guy. Mm-hmm. Now look where he is.
Yeah.
It's definitely the power of prayer. And Christians who have prayed and prayed and even got weary, this is proof that you pray no matter what, no matter what you see, because look what's happening. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a very good opportunity for us in America, let's just say minimum of a 4-year opportunity to advance the kingdom of God as much as we can, because you know, you never know what's going to happen next. So that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. And, you know, it's one of the reasons we started a think tank out of our ministry mm-hmm. that formed a task force, and it's called Protecting Children's Innocence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a task force based here in the U.S. where we are actively working by, through, and with law enforcement to stop child exploitation in the U.S. Mm-hmm. We're known for doing it all over the world. But here in the U.S., there's a real disconnect with people to understand how bad it is. Now, I'm going to say a few things to help educate, you know, those watching. And I don't mean it to be offensive, but it is what it is. Child sexual abuse material, CSAM, is the tsunami that's hitting the U.S., but the tsunami is made out of lava. And the ultimate end is to destroy children. You know, we've heard the saying, if you build a child, you won't have to repair an adult. But the enemy's plan is always to go after children. So when I say child sexual abuse material, the internet is the gateway from hell to take photos and videos of children being sexually abused or abused. And I'll give you an example. We did a one-hour snapshot of, we got it from ICAC, of how many images or videos were transferred in 1 hour in the U.S., just 1 hour. It was over 99,000. Out of that
many. Misses of children.
Children. Horrific abuse. Yeah. And the only, the total number of investigations out of all of those, these are factual, was about 800 investigations. Yeah. So it'd be like having the Border Patrol set up, 99,000 people crossing over, all dangerous, and we only had 800 Border Patrol agents. So you can see the disparaging. And what we're doing with our task force is we're developing operational centers around the country, bringing all law enforcement together, working together to go after those who are doing the worst things. Mm-hmm. And we're providing training, equipping, funding, and even some of our task force members have been sworn in.
Mm-hmm. And if you have the support, you know how to do it. And they can be rescued.
Absolutely.
It is possible the stage is set for that.
Yes.
I think the stage is set for the greatest awakening in the history of the world.
I agree.
And I believe when you talk about being a dangerous gentleman, you really are referring to danger. You may have been dangerous to a lot of people who just knew you were definitely going to stand in their way. But you're talking about being dangerous to the enemy.
Yes.
And the whole church should be dangerous
yes.
to him.
Yes. Right. Well, somewhere along the line, Christianity became passive and linked it to, well, you know, behavior modification. Mm-hmm. It was Jesus that took time to form a whip mm-hmm. and was actually physical in his church. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that said, it's better a man have a millstone tied around his neck and be dropped into the deepest part of the ocean than to handle the little ones or mess with kids. So it is time for the church. We all want the government to do everything, but the church is the power and the backbone of any nation. Mm-hmm. With the family in the church, we utilize the government as a mechanism to carry out the best things necessary. So, yes, we're in this place. And for us, we have the winning formula to make the difference here.
We have the ability to put the winning team in place.
Yes.
And that's the principal team. Founders' principles, biblical principles. Betty, what do you think about when you see a couple so committed to doing what you and I did in 40 countries?
Yes.
Going to set people free, setting people free by the millions.
I'm excited because I feel like people like you, Christians, are now beginning to wake up and say, we've been passive long enough. You know, let a man be a man and a woman be a woman. I don't feel inferior toward my husband.
Right.
He helps me be who I am. God made me to be. I help him be who God made him to be. Mm-hmm. Because we're together. We're one. And we have more strength when we work together. Today, it seems like we're pitting the man against the woman. Mm-hmm. And that breaks my heart.
Yes.
Because I feel like there's a lot of strength in a woman that she can offer to her a man, you know, and the same for the man to the woman. He can order, give her security and make her feel safe. Mm-hmm. And I can offer things to him, the sensitive side of it, you know, mm-hmm. and to make him, I don't get insulted if a man weeps. I think that's good. God wept, you know, Jesus wept. And so I just think together we're so much stronger, and we can serve the Lord better when we work together as one. And I'm excited about what you're doing. You've been doing this a long time, right?
We have.
Yeah.
And y'all have been both, I wouldn't say role models, but I'd say real models for us and an inspiration. Y'all are a few steps ahead of us, and this is the way it's supposed to look, the platforms that you'll have. And we've watched your life, and you back when you were a fiery evangelist, just, I mean, swinging for and talk about make the enemy nervous. And y'all are still doing it. So we're so grateful.
We're raising up an army that you don't even know is coming.
Yes.
And they're changing things because they're putting leaders who are principled in place. And that's what we can do. That's what freedom has given us, not only the privilege and right to do, but the responsibility to do. This is my inspiration. I lean on her. We've been married 62 years, and we've been in the battle. I went into it 2 years before we got married in the ministry battle, and this girl stepped right in with me. And then she didn't know after doing 600 citywide crusades, we were going to go to 40 countries.
Wow.
And
wow.
More than half of them were in serious war when we were there. But we went from place to place in the Civil War in Angola and became a peacemaker in amazing ways and saved literally millions of children. Children's lives.
Yes.
Did the same thing in Mozambique. We just went, we marched into hell for a heavenly cause. And I honestly believe that you're talking about being dangerous to the enemy that is deadly,
yes.
That is the great divider. And this is just a tremendous ongoing living illustration of what God wants to do today. Let me just say to both of you, we're going to be praying for you.
Thank you.
We'll help you and find ways that we can be a part. But we want our viewers, if they want to know how to get a hold of you, maybe be involved or maybe get help from you for something that you can do for them, how would they find you to help you or to find out how you might help them?
I think our website, Victor Martz with an X, victormartz.com, is a great place to start. Mm-hmm. If they want to find out more about our task force, it's just victormartz.com/PCI. We're on all social medias. And again, we have a lot of initiatives running. Our goal is to help men, marriages, do media like we're doing today, and continue with our mission to protect women and children.
Well, I'll tell you what, you look them up. We'll have all that online where they can see it. But if they call the prayer center or go to Life Today or Life Outreach, they can find it. We want them to see you. I want to ask all of you right now to look at something that should move you to do the will of God in behalf of people who have been terribly, terribly torn and trafficked sexually. And we have got the key to setting them free and giving them a future. And right now, with your help, we can give a home where they never had a home. But we got a place with your help. We can give 50 girls almost immediately a new place to live and to be literally transformed and grow in that faith. Watch prayerfully.
Human trafficking, what it means is modern day slavery, where vulnerable people are exploited in two categories. One, labor trafficking, forced labor, and the other is sex trafficking.
Traffickers who traditionally would sell guns or drugs, they're now turning to selling children, because a gun you could sell once, a drug you could sell once, but a child you could sell over and over again.
Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
Our restoration home is overflowing. This is a problem, and guess what? It is a great problem to have. This is something where God is answering our prayers to rescue victims of trafficking, and now we're saying, Lord, will you answer our prayers with another home?
Here's the incredible news today, that our mission partners have found property. All we need to do is help raise some funds today, right now, to help renovate this home that will provide for up to about 50 girls, which to me is incredibly exciting. So if the Father is speaking to you right now to come alongside us and partner with us in continuing to restore this incredible space that the Lord has given us as the family of God to help restore one life at a time, then come on, come along with us. Let's do it together.
Just look at those children, Betty, being loved. And when I see the joy that was there over a building where they rented every space they could for the last years, there's nothing left. And then all of a sudden this building became available, which was a miracle. And all we have to do is renovate it, just bring it up to speed to take 50 girls to start with. I can't help but believe they'll find ways to even take it beyond that unless they've got some kind of law that they can't move past. But it's going to be a whole new way of life for 50. We need $1,250,000. Now you say that, boy, that's a lot. Well, how about 1,000 people right now just write a check for $1,000? That's a million of it. And then another 250. Why don't you join them and you write a check for 1,000? You see, we can get it. And there are people listening right now who can give 10,000 or even more than that. But you're giving these girls a chance at life who have been subjected to total slavery and abuse, horribly, indescribable. And we have been doing everything we can to rescue. And when I say we, not me and Betty and our team or even the missionaries, you're the ones that make it all happen. You're the ones that send them there, keep them there, and they're not empty-handed, and you help them get the facilities. Father, please help everyone watching to get their bank card and use it like a check and make a great gift. If they write a check, make a great gift. Please, God, give us this prayer and give us hundreds of people who will give the $128 necessary just for the cost of rescuing one. Please, God, in Jesus' name, there's a level at which you can help. The 128, that's the money it takes to save one, to begin the restoration process. Reach them, rescue them, and then restore them. Would you please make that gift? If you can give toward the building, what a miracle that would be. Give the largest gift you can. I don't care if it's $100, and that's the best you can do. Jesus complimented a woman higher than anybody else who gave two mites. Just basically looked like nothing, but it was big to God. So whatever you can do, help us give life to these precious children who've been trafficked and give them this beautiful place to be able to grow and be restored and then go out to set others free, because they will. This is the last week that we're able to raise the money that we're talking about and to take care of the girls for the next months. Yes. Thank you so much for doing this. Go and get your bank card. Use it like a check. Get a check. Make it to life. Please do it right now. We have some gifts to send you that I know will bless you. You're going to be given the greatest gift. You're giving the great gift of life because of God's love flowing through you and the mission workers. Thank you.
Innocent children longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word.
With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah, and I'm excited to share a new resource with you. It's called Sleep on This, an evening devotion I wrote to help you reflect on God's Word just before you rest for the night. Each brief reading will help you deepen your relationship with God and prepare your heart and mind for peaceful sleep. I hope you'll request a copy of Sleep on This today. Be assured that you will be helping advance the kingdom of God. God bless you.
I'm praying with all my heart, and Betty and I in oneness, for God to give us one of the greatest outpourings of love we've ever seen. Amen. I would like you to know we will send you this incredibly inspiring book, The Dangerous Gentleman. This is an amazing couple, and what they're doing is miraculous and it's supernatural, and it also requires support. If you help us with this outreach that we just talked about, and this is the last week, This is the last week that we're able to raise the money that we're talking about and to take care of the girls for the next months. Yes. Please, we'll gladly send you this book and the other items we mentioned. Thank you so much.
You.
Betty and I just say thank you to a beautiful couple. You know, you are physically beautiful, but you have a glory and a glow of God on you. And we just praise Him for it, and we pray it multiplies millions of times. Amen. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for helping us share His love. Remember, last week to help with this request and this opportunity. Thank you so much.
For 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Call now or go online to become a friend for life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Dr. Don Colbert helps us enter the healthy brain zone and fight memory loss, dementia, and Alzheimer's with the food we eat. Tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.